alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and that, of course, was Homer Simpson raising a glass to alcohol. With summer here and beaches, barbecues, vacations on board for many of us, we're going to close today's show with a little joy and a little crash course on cocktails. And who better to help us learn how to mix a drink, whether it's a drink with alcohol or without, that will wow your friends and family than our friend Lonnie Newbern, owner of the Boston Shaker, which is a craft cocktail shop in Somerville. Lonnie, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Good to be back in the studio.
It's great to have you here in studio, too. And along with us is our volunteer taster for today, Adam Chapdelaine, who talked with us about being a town manager earlier in the show and stayed to have a sip. Thanks for sticking around, Adam.
Ready and willing.
Okay, so Lonnie, I know you got a couple of drinks for us to make today. I am looking forward to doing that, but I want to start with a little bit about what makes the perfect summer cocktail. Like we talked at the winter time, the ingredients that you brought here today would not work in the winter. So what is it that's a summer cocktail?
That's right. Yeah, summer means light and bright. You know, everybody's kind of outside, the sun is shining, you're having more group gatherings, so you want something you can have as a sessionable drink to get you through the afternoon and into the evening. We've actually chosen a few lighter alcohol ingredients, including one that's zero alcohol, just because you want to have more than one. You want to be able to have a nice, refreshing afternoon on the porch or on the beach. And so we've chosen a lot of fresh citrus, some fresh herbs from the garden. We have a really unique local vermouth, and we're going with some fresh yuzu and grapefruit flavors.
And my understanding is that more and more people are turning to non-alcoholic cocktails, that mocktails have really started to kind of come into their own.
That's correct. I mean, the segment of non-alcoholic has definitely been growing. We at the Boston Shaker see a lot of requests for low ABV or no ABV cocktails, and we have a whole section of non-alcoholic beer. We carry non-alcoholic spirits, and all of our mixers and bitters are great with zero alcohol.
So before we get into the drinks, Adam, have you done any gatherings this summer where people have made cocktails or there's that social gathering around the summer drinks?
So my first big one like that is this Saturday. I'm going to a party. People from across the community where that will happen.
So these cocktail recipes might be good for you.
Yes, yes.
And Lonnie, this has been on our minds because you mentioned how great it is to be back in the studio, right? It was challenging. We'd do this remotely and I'd shake stuff in my mic in my house and you'd shake stuff, right, to mix these. We're together now and we are relearning how to be together. How do summer cocktails help us be social?
Yeah. Yeah, we too switched to more virtual the last few years, but it's great to be back in person, hands-on guiding people on how to do the techniques behind cocktails. But for group gatherings, it's about the socializing. It's about bringing friends back together. It's about enjoying yourselves and the weather, given the moment, and just enjoying life. And that's what the Boston Shaker's here. We're just bringing a good time, trying to help people learn a classic hobby that can help impress their friends at home.
So I know you brought us accessible recipes today, yeah. But before we do that, we do want to ask you, what's your favorite summer cocktail? Because you can make anything.
I do drink seasonally. I still go for the classic daiquiri. It's simple, much like the drinks we're going to make today. It's rum, lime, and sugar shaken. Good time anytime.
All right. So got two recipes for us. You've put two little snifters sort of things in front of me here. So how do you want to start this?
Well, I was going to say, we're going to start with the light yuzu lime spritzer. And so the first sample you have in front of you is actually the first base ingredient, which is not hard alcohol. It's actually a vermouth.
Okay.
You've chosen a local vermouth here.
Vermouth is not hard alcohol?
No, this is more like a fortified wine. So okay. It has the same ABV as like wine. This is around 15% alcohol or 30 proof.
Ooh, I am tasting that.
Yeah, this is the dry zephyr.
You can taste that.
And this is a very herbaceous vermouth. It's going to stand up well to the nice citrus. But it starts as a lower alcohol base so we can have a really nice sessionable spritz, which is usually a cocktail that has bubbles and fortified wines, aperitifs like Aperol or even Amaro's. So
spritzes have lower alcohol, less heavy, hard alcohol kinds of ingredients.
Exactly.
And bubbles.
Yeah, coming from Italy, it's all about the day drinking. It's all about effervescence and fun, refreshing, not gonna make you too tired.
All right, so take us through the yuzu lime spritzer. I see you're holding the vermouth
bottle
there. You
got it. Yeah, I'm just going to measure into a Boston shaker. I am going to start with the main ingredient here, which is the vermouth. And we're just going to do 2 ounces of it. That's a common measurement for most base spirits. So instead of using a gin, or you could use a vodka, or even a rum in this cocktail, we're just going to use the lighter vermouth. I cut a lime in half here. I'm going to use a hand juicer. And I'm just going to squeeze half of a lime.
Kind of looks like a garlic press.
Exactly, there. Like a large garlic press. Just squeeze that fresh citrus. Fresh citrus is key when making bright cocktails. It's going to make it so much more delicious. And then this one, it just calls for a little bit of bitters, and we're pairing with the kind of lime and the vermouth flavors, those kind of herbal flavors, with this yuzu bitters, which is like a bitter Japanese citrus.
And what are bitters?
This is like an extract of flavor. Basically, this one's made with peels and citrus from the yuzu citrus fruit. And this is extracted using alcohol. And they put other herbs in them like gentian root and grains of paradise and things that actually have a nice little spice to them. So they're think of like salt and pepper for cocktails. They bind things together. You just dash them in. They make the flavor and aroma much better.
And you basically kind of shook that in there like it was salt or pepper, just a few shakes.
Like a hot sauce bottle. You just want to invert the bottle and dash.
Adam, have you ever tried bitters before?
I don't think I have. This is all a new experience.
Yeah, you can certainly try these yuzu ones. They're great on their own. You can just have bitters and soda is like the most common way. So if you're doing less sugar, you can just do bitters and soda.
So does it matter what kind of ice you're kerplunking into the shaker there right now?
I'm using the same ice you can use with the molds we sell at the shop. We have the everyday ice tray here. We sell spheres and large cubes and even Collins cubes, but the most versatile one is just the 1-inch cube here. That's what I'm using.
The basic ice cube.
Yeah. I'm actually filling up the small half of the shaker all the way to the top, and now I'm going to cap with the larger 28-ounce tin.
Bam!
That gives a nice
seal. Top onto the bottom.
And then you just want to put your right hand on top or dominant hand and just shake over that same shoulder for about 10 seconds.
Okay, so this is Lonnie Newburn, owner of the Boston Shaker, shaking the yuzu lime spritzer while Adam cracks up, our guest taster here, watching. And there's like a thing to the way you shake correctly,
yep,
correct?
You want to shake it up, wake it up. You want to keep the tin horizontal as opposed to vertical. You're just going to keep the ice going back and forth so it really mixes everything, chills it, of course, but also dilutes it. You want to add a little bit of water to this cocktail.
Now, you put a strainer in the top. Is that I don't own a strainer. Is that necessary?
Yeah, we're actually going to strain using a Hawthorne strainer. This is the original design from 1895, and this was invented right here in Boston. And this is what goes in the larger tin is what you want to strain out of, and it holds back all the ice, any of that citrus pulp, and if we were to muddle like any mint in there, it would actually hold back the herbs as well.
Now, Lenny, you held back the ice, and yet you're pouring it over ice.
Yes. Ice is one of those secret ingredients. It's actually one of the most important come summertime cocktails. Whether you're shaking, serving punches, always prepare with a little bit more ice than you think. Because even when you're done shaking, that ice has done its job. It's really melted. It's a little more wet. It's lost its edges. And we just strained over fresh ice in a Collins or a highball glass.
Adam, what's your question?
No question. I'm learning.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the one thing we left out was the soda. You never shake with soda in your glass. So I'm pouring the Fever Tree yuzu lime soda. And this is what makes this really a highball, an effervescent, a long drink. And it's what makes it a great porch sipper because you can just enjoy it over a long period of time. So this is the yuzu lime spritz. I'm just going to garnish with a lime wheel and just some fresh mint from the garden, as that's like pretty prevalent these days.
Yeah.
And so that's your yuzu.
All right,
lime
actually,
spritz.
I'm going to have Adam taste it.
Oh, I have a little sample for him as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah, right here.
Great. So while you're pouring Adam's, I'm going to take my taste.
Please
right?
do.
Here we go.
There you go, Adam.
So I caught that mint right away.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of tartness to it. It's a little tart as well. And I'm telling you, Lonnie, I do not taste. Adam, can you taste the alcohol?
No.
No, right? No. So what does it taste like to you?
It is effervescent. It is. I can taste the lime. I don't feel like I can taste the bitters. And I mean, it feels like a long drink, like you just described it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although, if I were really thirsty without tasting the alcohol and all that citrus in here, I could imagine maybe too quickly going gloom, gloom, gloom,
yeah.
and getting this one down.
We left sugar out of this one. It's just more of a refreshing punch. You can easily build this in like a pitcher or even like a larger punch bowl just by topping these three ingredients.
Yeah.
So, yeah, effervescence. The bitters give it kind of an oily finish. And again, you could leave out the alcohol or obviously substitute with gin or vodka in this
and
one.
And you liked it, Adam.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
All right. All right. So now we're going to go to your non-alcoholic, the mocktail.
Correct. Yeah. We actually are going to make a classic riff on another highball or delicious summertime cocktail, the Paloma. The Paloma is traditionally made with tequila, lime juice, and grapefruit soda. It's a refreshing kind of hot beach summer drink, and it's great anytime. However, to make that non-alcoholic, we're actually going to be featuring a new product we have at the shop. We have the Monday line of zero-alcohol spirits, and they just came out with a non-alcoholic mezcal.
And that's in this little glass that I'm going to sip,
so I poured you the non-alcoholic mezcal from Monday. This is completely zero alcohol, although they're using like kind of green pepper flavors, roasted agave, and emulating the flavor and texture of tequila.
That is peppery.
Yeah, exactly. They want to add a little spice to this, and that's what makes this cocktail a little more zippy. So we're actually just going to substitute 2 ounces of actual mezcal or tequila with 2 ounces of non-alcoholic, which makes this a lot easier to translate. And we can just build this one in the glass.
All right. While you're pouring, Adam Chapdelaine, who's a guest from earlier in the show who stayed to be our taster, my throat's a little bit on fire after that.
Same. I would have never guessed it was non-alcoholic.
Yeah, that's right.
We've tried a lot of the new to non-alcoholic spirits that have come to market. We really like the Monday because it has a little more flavor and a little spice for those looking to add the same kind of textures of spirits to their classic drinks.
So, Lonnie Newbern of the Boston Shaker, you've poured some of this, and I already forgot what it's called.
The Monday Mezcal. This one to shake. We're just going to build it in the glass. So we poured 2 ounces of Monday Mezcal in a Collins or highball glass. I have a nice little ice spear in there to keep this cold.
And they're nice and square. You talked about the edges of the ice. Mm-hmm. That's important, huh?
Yeah, when you start moving or stirring ice, shaking or stirring, it's those little edges that melt first and really give you the water. So you want a solid cube that's going to be able to crack easily, give you that nice chilled cocktail that lasts a lot longer in the glass.
And you just strained some lime, was that in there?
Yep, common ingredient in both these is the fresh lime. It's kind of summer tropical, so I literally just took a half a lime using that large juicer, and I squeezed that right in the glass right after the tequila.
Why lime and not lemon?
You know, tequila is just naturally paired with lime. Same with rum. It just kind of naturally, there's a lot more cocktails that call for lime, where whiskey is more commonly paired with lemon and things like that.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Once you start making a few drinks, you kind of realize the relationships, and you can start making your own flavor pairings. To spice this one up, we are using some more bitters. We have the El Guapo Cuban bitters. These are non-alcoholic bitters. They're one of the two on the market, and they're out of Louisiana. So this has sour orange, lime, cinnamon, some coriander. And I'm just going to invert the bottle. It won't come out until I start bouncing. And I'm going to dash 4 to 6 times just over the lime mezcal.
Like a Tabasco sauce bottle almost. Yeah. And you have to kind of shake it out.
Exactly. This one's adding that nice cinnamon kind of flavor. And this one, too, is a highball, only instead of lime, using lime from Fever Tree, we're going to be using their sparkling pink grapefruit. And it's going to be topping this with the pink grapefruit to kind of create that Paloma flavor, which is grapefruit, lime, and tequila. This one also has a lime garnish since it has the lime citrus, so just a little bit of a lime wheel on the side.
All right. So while you pour a sample for Adam, yep, I'm going to taste this. And I want to describe to listeners, it's very pink. It looks almost like if you imagined what pink champagne would look like. There's bubbles coming up the glass. Very pink, like flamingo, but not garish. I'm going to take a taste here.
Yeah, the Paloma, especially with that grapefruit juice, has a signature kind of pink color.
Oh, yeah. Now, that is fantastic. It's very grapefruity, very refreshing, right? And you, all that pepper that sort of intimidated me, Lonnie, no longer tastes intimidating. Adam.
Same. It smoothed it right out. That's delicious.
Yeah. And I would drink this, yeah?
I would.
Just a little subtle heat makes it nice, a little spicy. But yeah, this is another great classic highball. New England's known for a lot of their old school Cape Codders and sea breezes, but these would be kind of more contemporary styles of highballs.
So you're proud of both of these drinks, Lonnie. What makes you so proud of them?
I think they're using unique ingredients, whether they're the local ingredients, which are, I think, better made. Some of the large batch vermouths, instead of grabbing Martini and Rossi, definitely look for like something that's made in your region, like New England. And yeah, this non-alcoholic mezcal, this is the first of that on the market. So I'm really excited to kind of share that with people and talk about this whole new world of non-alcoholic cocktails.
So Adam, if you were going to try to make one of these this weekend when you're at your gathering, do you have any questions for Lonnie about what you would need to know?
How do you make those ice cubes?
I just use we have the silicone molds, and we just fill those up and put them in the freezer. We do cocktail classes, so we don't have like an ice maker. We just use the same molds you would have at home. This makes a really good dense, you know, semi-clear cube. It's a little better than the half moons coming out of your freezer door. Those are more brittle, so shake a little less. So really the ice program at home is important, but even during the summer it becomes more important because of the heat. So you want to, if you can, bank some ice, maybe the larger cubes that you can use the 2-inch cube in like punches, or when stirring, or larger
like
format
like those
cocktails.
Big ones people use in scotch or whiskey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have the 2-inch cubes, we do spheres, we have clear ice molds. So it's really a whole other aspect of the cocktail world, but it's fun to get into.
So Lonnie, we've got about a minute left. Tell us, as the owner of Boston Shaker, you do these cocktail lessons. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We've been teaching cocktail classes for over 8 years now. The business is going to its 15th year, and we're proud to bring education as part of our offerings to people. And that is mostly teaching them how to master the basic tools. Just like cooking, when you have that confidence on how to shake and stir, you can apply it to all your favorite flavors. So we host the classes twice a month at our store location in Davis Square, Somerville. It's limited to about 10 to 12 folks, but we try to get everybody in. And right now we're teaching the daiquiri and the old fashioned, and in that, how to shake and how to stir. We talk about ice, taste all the spirits and really get into how to make drinks at home.
Okay, very quickly, one tip on a great daiquiri and a great old fashioned.
Shake it long enough, or stir it long enough. Shake the daiquiri for at least 10 seconds so it's ice cold, little chips of ice. Stir that old fashioned. All the recipes are simple. Stir that old fashioned for at least 20 seconds to make sure it's ice cold and diluted just to be perfect.
Okay, Adam Chapdelaine, former town manager of Arlington, which one are you going to taste one more time? The Yuzu Lime Spritzer or the Paloma?
Yuzu Lime.
All right, go for it. I'm going to taste the non-alcoholic Paloma one more time.
Mm. Cheers.
Cheers, Lonnie. All right, that's Lonnie Newburn, owner of the Boston Shaker Craft Cocktail Shop in Somerville. And Adam Chapdelaine stuck around with us from earlier in the show, former town manager of Arlington and taster extraordinaire. Thanks to both of you. And you know what they say, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, so we are going to go out today with a happy hour by Weezer.